This is how much we know about movies. We just, this, if you want a raw review of movies, you're getting it right here because we don't know shit.
Dad!
Oh, fuck, I don't know, man. Is that like nostalgia purposes for kids these age?
I don't give a shit. I don't care.
We get that, Pop.
Fine, I'll Google it. Through the magic of podcasting.
I mean, you don't
have
to Google it. I'm just saying, just take it out.
No, no.
Not bring it out, or just be better prepared.
Now I'm going to shut your fucking mouth.
I am your father.
Man, sometimes I wish, like, things would stay at a simpler time mentality.
Welcome to the Two Dads Review Podcast.
So, I'm good at intros, so here we go. Welcome to the Two Dads Review Podcast for the first time ever on YouTube. Well, on this channel, because we used to put it up for a little bit, and then they decided they didn't like it and made the whole channel go away. So you're on the Two Dads React channel watching the podcast happen, because why not? My name's Clay. That guy right there, that's him. And, you know, It is the day before episode 5 comes out, and we're just now recording. Hence, it's a dad's podcast, and we have families, and we are literally expected to be interrupted by Corey's eldest before this is over. So, thanks for joining us. Thanks for tuning in, and we're gonna get into this. So,
yeah,
Corey,
we're gonna just talk fast and just go
right. And I hope some of the folks who are watching or listening to this had a chance to watch our reaction video and watch me go from the happiest I've been, like when Lamar tackled her and I was like, way to go, man, to like, oh shit, you know, oh God, what happened? It's really fun to capture those kind of emotions on camera.
If you like looking at soulless people, like you go, that scene will capture both of us, but apparently I'm dead inside when I watch things. I didn't realize it was like a hollowed mirror effect of just like, I don't like looking at him because he's looking at me. Like I was watching myself and I was like, I don't really like hearing my own voice to begin with, but I think that's most people, right? And then I was like watching myself though, and I was like, I'm weird, dude. There's just something weird about me. I get it why, like, I'm nice, but a whole lot of people still don't vibe with me.
The worst part,
awkward.
The worst part is every thumbnail that YouTube pops up for me to use for the thumbnail for the video, you're doing this. Like the whole time, that's all. It's the
just
same
straight,
shot.
Just straight mugs. I was more animated in my goddamn mugshot in jail than I am for fucking YouTube. So.
That is probably true. So we'll get to the end of the episode, but we may as well start out with your favorite part of the whole episode, which is anything to do with the girls from Wakanda.
Yeah, dude, because that's just a whole lot of beauty and kick ass all like wrapped into one, and then you drop like four of them on me at one time and let them just
beat the shit out of a guy we don't like.
Whoop the fuck out of anybody that was basically wrong. I was like, yeah, I would freely. Do you want me to donate? Do you need me to pay for this? Or are you just like kicking ass for free? Like, can I watch? Like, I will grab a towel and dry you the fuck off, man. Like, let's go. Yes, dude.
You're like, care, yeah, man. I'm all about that.
Yeah, dude, I like at this point in my life, like I would humbly walk behind all of those women and just be like, it's not even sexual at this point. Like, just what do you need? Like, you guys are fucking awesome. I love everything about you. Just I gave up on retirement. Kids are grown. I'm here to serve you. Let's roll.
Right. This is my second career. Whatever you want from me.
I'm so happy. Like, keep me out of harm's reach, but let me watch it all. I'll go get all the shit you need, man. I will be your bona fide gopher. Do not fucking care.
let's see. So they are there to take
escort
Zemo in.
Zemo politely home, I feel like, was the main goal. And if he bumped his head a few times on the way into wherever they were going, so be it.
Right. Watch your head getting into the plane. We're gonna take you home, right? That being said, they did give them some time to like go do whatever they were going to try to do before they took Zemo with them. And with that time, where did they go? They went to, where did they go?
And then,
yeah, he comes back and tells them that they've got a couple of hours, and then they go and, they go looking for them. And that's when Zemo gets all creepy with the kids and the candy and learns all the information about where the funeral is going to be held. So so that's what happens next, and we get the whole we'll do it. We'll try it our way type thing where he, you know, they kind of let her know that he's there, and Sam wants to go talk to her because he's talking about, you know, some of the struggles that they've had as Flag Smashers and, you know, why they are the way they are. And he's like, look, a lot of what she's doing is right up my alley of like someone who's been in war. And I'm a counselor as a second career after being a, you know, military man and pilot of whatever you call his wing contraption. So he starts talking to him and they, you know, handcuff Zemo to the thing, which we all know wasn't going to last. And then they also meet up with...
He was gone in like a matter of seconds, basically.
as soon as things got going, yeah.
Yeah, as soon as Captain got all fucking jonesing from his like cocaine he's hitting before he comes into like any room with anybody else, right? Like,
right.
You see him, and he seems like okay. But then all of a sudden, it's like he gets around basically other superheroes at this point, and he goes from like a low humming 2 to maybe an angry 5 to like just a humming 8 of like fucking intensity. And like it's like you can watch like the cat, like you can see the rubber band ball like bouncing the fuck around in him, and it's just like he's not gonna let a countdown happen. Like, he said 2 minutes, but he's gonna leave in 30. Like, he's not gonna wait, you know, kind of shit. Like,
right.
Which of course he doesn't.
Right. But once they figure out where it's at, that's when they call Sharon Carter to like keep an eye on where the new Captain America is and everybody, and they end up like meeting up with them before they go and lock everybody up. And it's one of those things where you can already tell that Cap has been, that he's just, he's on a short string as it is anyways. Like, he's just, you know, he's agitated. Did you notice him twitching a lot in that episode?
With him being all fired up and shit. Like
mm-hmm, I think before he even took the serum, he was already, like twitching. And then once he took it, it was just exaggerated. It was like off the charts how much he was twitching, all the way down to the very last shot with him holding the bloody shield. He was just, his hands were twitching. Oh, it was crazy. But I mean, his breakdown and
downward spiral, like, when you smash someone's face and chest with like a shield and like you're twitching afterwards, that really has a whole lot to do with like super serum. Like, you just bludgeoned another human to death. Like, I don't, like, even if that was your day-to-day, like, you're like, I just carry a large hammer and smash fucking heads, like, okay, cool. But as soon as someone fought you back on that, like, dude, I've smashed 9,999 heads, but that one was just
that was the one.
That one will always be with me, because like, it was personal at that point, you know? Like,
yeah,
I mean, whether he like took the serum or not, like, he was gonna do that shit either way.
True.
You know, just, you like, let's assume the guy wasn't a super soldier, you know, like, that was going to happen. Homeboy died and he went, I'm going to kill the first one I get my hands on. Doesn't matter. Like, one for one, you know, at least minimum. If I can catch them all, then we might have a fair trade, 1 for 5. But I'm getting one for sure.
Right. Right. So then we get, so the funeral is where Walker ends up, like, for one, Bucky's like sitting there. I like the part where Bucky was holding the, like, standing in the doorway while Sam was talking to her, and he had that just like, you're not gonna get through here right now. Like, let the guy do his work. And once, you know, once he breaks, you know, once Sam actually starts getting into her head and like understanding what she's doing, and she starts saying some things that are making certain sense to him. That's at the point where they're just like, he's about to get where he needs to go with her. You know, Walker busts in anyways, and, you know, a minor fight scene happens. Zemo escapes from the handcuffs, picks up, you know, finds a weapon somewhere and shoots her once. And it causes her to lose all the vials on the floor. And he proceeds to smash him. Walker knocks him out with a shield. She escapes while Walker's looking around at what's going on and picks up the vial. Zemo, someone that commented on our YouTube video said that she only had 7 of the vials on her, and that there were still, if there were 20, and she made 8 folks, that she has said that she had made 8 super soldiers, and there were 7 on her. Cap took 1, so there's still 5 floating around somewhere. So we may still have 5 vials available to the world, you know, either hidden in that gravestone or somewhere else that wasn't on her person. I don't know. I didn't know if there was. I thought there was more. I thought they were all, because I know the Flag Smashers talked about it like that was it. Like that was all the serum that was left. So if there's still some floating around
I don't know. She definitely reacted like that was.
Like that was it.
That was it, yeah.
Right.
So I don't know what's up with that.
Yeah, so I don't know if there's any left or not. I couldn't verify it. I didn't see anybody else talk about it. But John Walker picks it up and has that like, what am I gonna do with it type thing. And I think after this is what he has the conversation with Lamar about,
Yeah, it was like, would you take it? Blah, blah, yeah. Blah. It's basically like it's like an alcoholic going to a bar. Like, if I sit down next to another guy like that's doing the same shit as me, it's no big deal. So as soon as Lamar was like, yeah, I could think about how many people we could have saved, right? Well, mm-hmm. You just gave him enough of a green light to go, yeah, I'm going to most certainly 1,000% get this in my body some way, shape, or form. I'm Cap. I need it.
Right. I mean, and Lamar has been literally his only, conscience the entire time.
Yes. Like, the only barometer of fucking right. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, man, calm down. And, like, just, oh, okay, cool. Like, the only dude. Everybody else, he's like, fuck you, man. You know who I am? Like, goddamn, dude. Chill out.
Yeah. So, I mean... So, yeah, Lamar giving him that green light. And then that conversation also kind of brought to the forefront, Walker's issue. Like, they're talking, when we first heard it in the first episode that he was a three-time Medal of Honor winner, all of our ears perked up. We're like, oh, man, he's a hero. But those two talking about it they show that what the public may perceive as a huge honor and you're a hero and this kind of that more than likely was that person's worst day of their life serving the country and to do something that got you 3 and of all the people they were acting like in that conversation that they lost even after doing all they could it kind of puts into light just where Walker's head is right now. So, I mean, it makes him a little more of sympathetic for him, least to the situation he's been thrust into and him and Lamar have been thrust into. Nope. But we still hate him at the end.
Zero sympathy. Because he's already had ample opportunity to be like, oh, yeah. I don't need to do this a bazillion different fucking ways. Like, he's just a dick. Like, that's just all there is to it. Like, the people that were like in his group, they're like, yo, that's my asshole.
Right.
Okay. But I guarantee even outside of his fucking unit, no matter the amount of wards he's got draped across him, everybody else was like, I will break that motherfucker's jaw in a heartbeat. I guarantee even because at no point, even when he talks about, would you take the serum or the people we could have rescued? He's like, man, I got those medals and I just don't understand. It's like the hardest day of our life. At no point is it like, I want to help. It's still him. It's always him. What I'm saying? Like, there's no let it wash off for the greater good. I get it, dude. It's a shitty day. It has to be. You don't get those kind of awards for like, throwing carrots at people and like, hey, I fed you. We're cool. Everybody died around you and you happened to save 1 or 2 people and you made it out alive. Like, that's fucking awful. But he is still like, ah, I could have done so much more, right? It's just, and like, there's no way to get out of that. It's like someone doing like the fake gratitude bullshit, you know, like, oh man, I only got a B plus. Shut the fuck up, you cunt. Like, you know, like, don't compare that kind of crap. And like, that's what he's doing. That's why I don't have like zippy of, oh, there may be some coming around for this guy, or like, doesn't matter. He is, if I can look good at the end of the day, that's what it's about. And he will lie and shift anything around him to make sure that that keeps going that way. Yeah,
our dislike for Walker is not light here whatsoever.
No, not at all. Like I almost have to see him in another show now, like doing something completely opposite, so I can just be like, oh God, okay, good. Like just it's off of my tongue now. Like palate cleanser, let's go. Like I don't like you. Yeah. I don't like you mean like this, man. I like you laid back and chilled.
Right. He came from a show you used to watch, right? Like you, he came from something you were like, oh, yes, I like this guy.
Like basically a simple way to kind of classify like the character from Lodge 49 is Big Lebowski-esque. Like it's just that kind of laid back, like, hey, man. And he's just going with the flow. But then he finds this lodge and it's like, this is what I need. And of course there's all kinds of like goofy hidden shit with it, right? You know, there's more to it. But in that whole show, man, it's like down and out, like rough life kind of things have happened recently and stuff. And he's just like, I know I have the plan, you know, kind of thing. And it just goes. And then like all of a sudden you see him in Cap and he's like, fucking smash this man's face. And you're like, stepping the fuck back, my guy.
Right. Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. So he was given practically the green light, and you and I had speculated before that because of how good he was at doing what he did before the serum, that there wasn't some sort of something they had done to him, you know, in the military or something. He just seemed to be.
I hope we come to find out that it's not one of these things where, you know, it's like the world's strongest man kind of situation. Like, yeah, dude, there are people that can like throw and move and do insane things. But you know what? They also all are like the size of a goddamn fridge on a four-wheeler. Like they're fucking huge ass goddamn people.
Right.
So to me, it makes more sense, especially the way like the shield moves with him. I get great hand-eye coordination. Baseball players got it, but this is a whole nother level. Not like, ooh, I saw the seams on the ball. This is like, I knew exactly where two loops were going to intersect for my arm to like catch back through it kind of shit at the same time, right?
Right.
And to me, it would make more sense if we come to find out that like the awards he got and the bullshit he went through is because like the government was slow dosing him. Super soldier-esque, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of him just being like already elite, and then now he goes and like takes the stuff to be even more elite, because you know he was like, that was only one dude, and like that guy beat the shit out of me, you know. Mm-hmm. Like if I was a super soldier, I could have handled this. And I just want to be like, you are a super soldier, they got 100% of the dose, but you've been trickled down to like 30% of it, right? And now you just jumped over the recommended dose, and so like I want, like, at this point with him doing, you know, like, don't do injectables, children, because you just don't know where the needle's been, right? Like, I want him to have, like, an abomination kind of effect. Like, I want our Cap to just go, like, pew, and almost not look like our Cap and just be something with a shield that is just mean and different, right? Like, that's what I want.
So dealing with what happened at the end of the episode, what's the chance that the government does that because he is a pillar of America, he's a symbol, he's literally carrying around Cap's shield, that he is put through some sort of sham trial where he then gets off easy because, you know, of the way he looks and who he is type thing?
I mean, if we're going to go and kind of paint a political picture with the times as well, like this would be a very good example to use. Like, mm-hmm. here's golden boy child number one of our dreams, and he just went and fucking caused
world destruction. He just murdered somebody on live television.
Murdered somebody on infinite streams everywhere.
Right.
Part of me wants that to not be the thing. Like, I don't want the trial of Captain America to be the show. Like, just do me a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde with it if we're doing the serum stuff. Like, or just keep Cap the way he is and let our asshole people that, like, are doing the things behind him just do what they do. Like, I don't want the show to go off of Bucky and Sam and be like, here's Cap's trial, and now it's just them, like, always kind of, like, watching around from the outside, like, you know, everything will be good, and then they kind of go do a little, and but really the main focus is just always what's going on in the courtroom kind of thing. Like,
right.
we don't have enough time for that shit.
That's what I was going to say. We've got two episodes. Like, you got a lot of stuff to get through.
Now, I could see where we don't get much more of the captain repercussions these next two episodes, and then mm-hmm. in the very end of it, whatever happens, like, say, with him losing the shield or something like that. Then we have, well, now, buddy, you go face, you know, your fucking 12 and see what happens, my guy, because no.
Well, I'm hoping they get Bucky and Sam the shield. I mean, the goal, since they met back up, was to, why'd you give it away? You need to get it back. Cap gave it to you, that kind of thing. So, I'm assuming that is going to be the end goal of the show. I hope it's before, like, I hope the shot we saw in the trailer from way back when of them throwing it around the tree at, like, Sam's old house isn't, like, the last shot of the season, like, end
is.
Shot of Dude, episode
it's probably
six.
Gonna be like they're playing boomerang with the shield or frisbee or whatever, and they both just come to the consensus of, well, if we don't have Cap, then no one's gonna use it until someone basically meets their criteria, and they're like, we'll keep it on a shelf somewhere, basically. Like, Marvel loves archiving the fuck out of items. So,
right.
And, like, and especially if it gives them a reason to, like, flashback to it later to just be like, hey, remember Cap's shield? Like, yeah, I can just see it literally. Captain America goes bonkers. Obviously, they end up kicking his ass, take the shield, but then, you know, it's either like, Metal Arm, are you going to be Cap? Because I've already said I'm not fucking doing it. Like, that hasn't changed. So, like, we know that argument, I feel, is done. Like, I don't think there's going to be a change of heart on that. So it'll basically come down to, like, I mean, I just wanted it. He didn't deserve it, but fine. You know, like I can't do that. And then, yeah, you get this, okay, well, we need to go put it in some X-Wing somewhere. You know, like, I don't fucking know.
We need to go bury it somewhere so it's, not seen again, right? Yeah.
I just don't see this Captain America shield, at least right now, being, like, bestowed upon somebody that's already a character in the show or that we've seen through some of the movies somewhere just because of the connection they have with Cap. Like, none of those dudes that fought with him or ran with him or any of that would go, yeah, I'm going to take that shield. Like, none of them would. Like, no.
Yeah, let me get a little bit of that.
Yeah, and so, honestly, I think until the next Captain America is either picked or discovered or they decide to, like, reboot it in some way, I don't think we're going to get a whole lot of Captain America anything anymore. You know, like, I feel this show may, like, put the button on it, kind of like, hey, whether it's going in the archive or, like, it actually just, I don't know, gets fucking destroyed or something, right? It's more like, Marvel and Disney are going, y'all just gonna have to wait until there's something good enough to bring it back.
Right.
You know? So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, with it being only a 6-episode season, you gotta pick which story you're gonna tell. You're either gonna go political or you're gonna go with the Marvel story, and there's not enough time to tell both. And if you're and honestly, if they put Cap through a trial and it's quick, then I feel like he's kind of been done a disservice with character development just because that's what it is. Did your door just open?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Yeah, I knew it.
the boy just got home.
Nice.
So yeah, no, I'm with you, man. Like, all of those guys, the original cast, are just like too big. You know, like some of the characters you could easily replace, like Thor, you bring him back as a female, it kind of things, and like in Hulk, you just introduce She-Hulk kind of stuff, and you can easily totally rearrange the optic. But like dudes like Captain and Iron Man, there's really not a whole lot of variations of them. It's just been like somebody borrowed it for a moment in time, but like the dude's never died. He's just like, I woke up from ice and I'm always here now. Like, you right. know, so this could be a real cool way for the Marvel like cinematic universe to kind of do what comics do. And I don't know, not necessarily like make like an offbeat kind of comic or something, right? But just we're writing our own story for the movie. Like, instead of saying it's Batman, it's the Batman, or you know, like there's the King of Gotham, I don't know, whatever name I need to fucking make it to avoid some copyright bullshit, right? You know,
right,
and
right,
you go, I could totally see that happening, which I'd be cool, man. Like, I want them just to like throw it in a rock tumbler and just be like, whatever the fuck pops out, like, let's go, like like I want a Beast Boy movie, like really fucking bad.
Like the one from Teen Titans? Is that, yes. Beast Boy? Yeah.
Yes. And not Teen Titans Go.
That is fucking all that's on in my house right now. My
Teen Titans original animation, like the first one. Like, I want that whole thing done as a movie.
Right.
Like, and yeah, that'd make me so happy.
That's hilarious. Well, that's, I mean, yeah, those are some good points. I do like the fact that the Marvel movies end up taking inspiration from the comics, but don't make it exactly what happened in the comics. It kind of makes it boring if you know it's going to come down the line. And everybody who read comics for the last, I don't know, 30, 50 years, they're like, I know what's going to happen. Right.
It's the guy that goes to the game wiki to look up all the shit and then just follows the steps.
I learned that from my wife. Leave me alone. She...
It's kind of boring if you already know what's coming. I'm like, I feel like I've said that to you in our argument. Oh my God.
I refuse to learn. Don't tell me. I just tell me how to do it. Hence me trying to make these YouTube videos. There's going to be no intro. It's going to be cut and spliced all sorts of funny ways, and it's fine. Whatever. Yeah. We've been doing audio for four
that's
years.
That's what makes us appealing, is our just go with the flow attitude. You know,
right? It's you're like, not getting anything special.
Right. It's clean enough to be like acceptable. You know, I can walk in the front door, I could answer it like this, but also know that you're going to get how I live. Like, exactly. I'm not cleaning the rest of the house up for you.
You're lucky I can get this thing in here and I can get this thing in here. That's it. I mean, when it comes to the title cards, we'll see what happens. I don't know. But we look forward to see what happens in episode 5. Anybody who decided to click on this video, You're welcome.
I'm trying to laugh and smile a lot at the end. Use one of these.
Right? Please, yeah. Look at all the facial expressions you're using now. And of course, we'll have our reaction video up as soon as possible. Until next week, we'll see. That is the craziest looking shit.
Right? I like looked again. I was like,
that's cool as shit. That looks like a
sunlight hitting the green screen.
Nice. All right, we'll catch you guys next week, and be on the lookout for our React video here in a couple days. See ya.
All right. Bye.